Greetings, beloved. This is your old friend, John R. Gilpin, pastor of Calvary Baptist Church of Ashland, Kentucky, greeting you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and on behalf of Calvary Baptist Church, which is located at 3339 13th Street in Ashland, Kentucky. There's a joy that fills our hearts when we have the opportunity to bring to you this broadcast, and we trust that on this Sunday morning, you'll be blessed immeasurably through the broadcast that comes your way. We're glad to have Brother Bobby Overton to sing for us. I'm glad to preach to you. I thank you for allowing Bobby and me to have a part in your Sunday morning worship. May God bless you, and may God's richest blessings be and abide upon you throughout this week. Now here's Bobby, ready to sing his hymn for today.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give the living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank all that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and know thy day be bright. I looked to Jesus and I found in him my star. And in that light of life I'll walk till traveling days are gone.
Thank you, Brother Bobby Overton. This morning, beloved friends, I wish to preach to you on the subject, why I am a Baptist. There's hardly a week that goes by that somebody doesn't write me or call me or talk to me personally to remind me of the fact that there's virtually no difference between Baptists and everybody else in the world. And therefore, we should not, so these individuals tell us, make any difference, nor in any wise at all emphasize the fact that we're Baptists. And I don't agree to that in any sense of the word. I have a very definite conviction concerning church truth. And those convictions, beloved, are very dearly bought. I wasn't a Baptist in the years gone by as a boy. In fact, I'm not a Baptist because my mother and father were Baptists before me. I'm not a Baptist because of Baptist bringing up. Fact of the matter is, I spent most of my life as a young boy attending a Campbellite church. That's one reason why that I have no use for Campbellism today. I know it from top to bottom, inside and outside. I have no use in this world for Campbellism. And I like to emphasize the truths that Baptists hold dear. I read in God's Word that it says, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that's in you with meekness and fear." 1 Peter 3:15. And tonight I want to give you some reasons why that I'm a Baptist, and I give them to you with meekness and fear. First of all, I'm a Baptist because the first Baptist that this world ever knew anything about came from God. We read there was a man sent from God whose name was John. That's John 1 and 6. John came in obedience to God. God sent him. He then was a missionary, for a missionary is one who has been sent. Thus the scripture tells us that John the Baptist came as a missionary from God. If you turn through the Word of God, you find that the first Baptist was named John, that is, John the Baptist. His birth, I might say, was God appointed. He came from God. He originated not with man, not of himself. As I realize that this first Baptist came from God, I ask a question. Why should I then not be a Baptist? What other religious leader and founder on this side of the birth of Christ can show us such a commanding record as that of John the Baptist? I say that the first Baptist the world ever saw came from God. Where did the first Greek Catholic come from, and what was his name? Where did the first Roman Catholic come from, and what was his name? Where did the first Lutheran come from, and what was his name? Where did the first Episcopalian come from, and what was his name? Where did the first Presbyterian come from, and what was his name? Where did the first Methodist come from, and what was his name? Where did the first Carmelite come from, and what was his name? Now, I've asked you these seven questions, and not one of those seven questions can be answered with the Bible. You can turn through the Bible from one end to another, and you'll never find a Greek Catholic, Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Methodist, or Carmelite in all the pages of the Word of God. Where did the first missionary Baptist come from? Beloved, that answer is found in the Word of God, in the New Testament, and no place else. We read, "In those days came John the Baptist," Matthew 3:1. "There has not risen a greater than John the Baptist," Matthew 11:11. "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence," Matthew 11:12. "This is John the Baptist, he is risen from the dead," Matthew 14:2. "Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger," Matthew 14:8. "And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist," Matthew 16:14. "Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist," Matthew 17:13. "And she said, the head of John the Baptist," Mark 6:24. "I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist," Mark 6:25. "And they answered, John the Baptist," Mark 8:28. "John Baptist has sent us unto thee," Luke 7:20. "For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine," Luke 7:33. "They answering said, John the Baptist," Luke 9:19. Now, beloved, here are 13 times that you find the name Baptist in the New Testament. I say to you the only name of any religious leader that is to be found in the New Testament is the name Baptist, and occurs 13 times in the New Testament. I might go further and say this, that the word John, referring to John the Baptist, occurs 92 times in the New Testament. In view of the fact that you cannot find the first Roman Catholic, Greek Catholic, Lutheran, Methodist, Episcopalian, or Carmelite in the Bible, and yet you do find the first Baptist in the Bible, and in view of the fact that you find him called a Baptist 13 times, and in view of the fact that you find him mentioned 92 times in the New Testament of the name of John, in view of these facts, I say to you, I'm a Baptist, beloved, because the first Baptist came from God. In the second place, I'm a Baptist because the immersion of the first church was likewise from heaven. We read, and John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and abode upon him, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water. John 1:32-33. Not only did the first Baptist come from God, but the immersion of the first Baptist likewise was from heaven. John the Baptist had authority to baptize, given him directly from God the Father in heaven. Listen. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, by what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answering said to them, I also ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I will likewise tell you with what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it, from heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he is saying to us, why did you not then believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. And he said to them, neither do I tell thee, but what authority I do these things. Matthew 21:23-27. Now, brother, here's a passage of Scripture that is worthy of our deepest consideration. The question of religious authority was raised. The question came up as to John's authority. Where did he get it? Did he get his authority from God, or did he get it from man? The crowd to whom John was speaking refused to answer the question. They said, if we say John got his authority from man, we're going to endanger our lives. If we say he got his authority from heaven, then Jesus is going to say to us, why didn't you believe it? Beloved, the man who was called with authority from God to immerse had authority, I say, from God himself to immerse suitable subjects. That man, John the Baptist, had the authority to immerse directly from heaven itself. A lot of people today say that John's baptism wasn't Christian baptism. All I can say is this, Jesus Christ went to John and was baptized. If it were good enough for the Lord Jesus Christ, it's certainly good enough for me. The 12 original apostles were all baptized by John the Baptist. If it were good enough for the apostles, then it's good enough for me. The church that I shall show you presently was organized by the Lord Jesus Christ, was organized out of the material that was prepared by John the Baptist. If Jesus used the material that John the Baptist had prepared by way of baptism, then I'll say that the baptism of John the Baptist ought to be good enough for us. In the light of this, I say to you, beloved, John's baptism is just as good as gold and diamonds. Any place you go in this world, gold is an accepted standard, or diamonds is an accepted standard. The Lord Jesus Christ accepted the baptism of John the Baptist, and whatever God himself authorized from heaven is surely good enough for us today. I say to you, I'm a Baptist, first of all, because that the first Baptist that came into this world came from God. And the second place, I'm a Baptist because the immersion of the first Baptist was likewise from heaven. If God sent him down to baptize, then I'm not one bit ashamed of the fact that I'm a Baptist. In the third place, I'm a Baptist because a Baptist baptized the Lord Jesus Christ. We read, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said to him, suffer to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Matthew 3:13-15. Jesus, I say, was immersed. He was baptized by John the Baptist, the first Baptist preacher, the first Baptist the world ever saw, the man who had authority from heaven to baptize. If the Lord Jesus Christ took baptism at the hands of a Baptist, then I certainly thank my God that back yonder as a lad of 16, I likewise was baptized at the hands of a Baptist preacher who had authority from the local Baptist church to baptize me into the fellowship of that church. I turn to the Word of God and I find that it says that we are to follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. We read, because Jesus also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. 1 Peter 3:21. Now if all men would follow his steps, then there would be one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. If all men, I say, would follow in his steps, we would never have had but one church in this world, because Jesus went to a Baptist for his baptism. I say to you, I'm a Baptist, because a Baptist baptized the Lord Jesus Christ, and he set us an example. If he set us an example, then every one of us ought to go to a Baptist preacher with authority from a local Baptist church for baptism today. In the fourth place, I'm a Baptist because Baptist immersion is the only kind of baptism where the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit ever manifested themselves at one time. The subject was the Son. The Father spoke audibly from heaven, and the Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove and lighted upon him. All three persons of the Trinity were present at this Baptist baptism. Listen, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven say, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3:16-17. Beloved, that's Baptist baptism. That's Baptist immersion. It's the only kind where the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit ever manifested themselves at the same time. Now, I'm a strong believer in a triune God, and that triune God was all there the day that a Baptist performed baptism relative to Jesus Christ. As I say, Jesus was there in person to be baptized. He traveled some 60 miles across the sandy soils of Palestine to come where John the Baptist was by the River Jordan to ask for baptism of this first Baptist preacher the world ever saw. When Jesus was baptized, God the Father looked down from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Now, why was he pleased? Among other things, he was pleased with the fact that Jesus Christ had been immersed just then by the first Baptist preacher the world ever saw. He was pleased that Jesus Christ had been immersed by the first Baptist that had been sent into this world with authority to baptize. The Father said, I am well pleased. Then after the Father had spoken, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove came down and lighted upon the Lord Jesus Christ and apparently put his stamp of approval upon both what the Father had said and also the baptism of Jesus himself in water. I ask then, why should not I honor the kind of baptism that the three in one does honor? On that day as a lad, when I went down into the water and was baptized by a Baptist preacher, I honored that baptism that day. I honored it by my example. And since that time, as I have preached, I've honored that baptism that was honored with the presence of the Trinity. Since that time, as I have written with my pen, I have always honored that same baptism. I say to you, beloved, Baptist baptism is the only kind of baptism where the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were ever present. I'm a missionary Baptist because of it. In the fifth place, I'm a Baptist because the first Baptist church was organized by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jesus had had baptism at the hands of John the Baptist, who was the first Baptist that this world had ever seen, having been sent from heaven, and who had authority from heaven to baptize. Now the Lord Jesus Christ takes the material that John the Baptist had prepared and provided and organized a church for himself. Beloved, listen. Either Jesus Christ chose his bride or somebody chose it. What's more rational to you? Did Jesus Christ choose his bride or would he leave it up to somebody else? I ask you, would it be more rational and more reasonable for you to choose your bride or for somebody else to choose that bride for you? I think you know the answer. The Lord Jesus Christ, I say, chose his blessed bride. Listen, he said, have not I chosen you 12, John 6:70. Again, you've not chosen me, but I have chosen you, John 15:16. And again, but I have chosen you out of the world, John 15:19. And again, I know whom I have chosen, John 13:18. Beloved, I say to you, the Lord Jesus Christ chose his own bride.
and the bride that Jesus Christ chose were the 12 men, the 12 apostles that had received Baptist baptism at the hands of John the Baptist, the first Baptist the world ever saw, the only man that had authority direct from heaven to baptize. In view of that fact, I say that the first Baptist church was organized by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this blesses my soul when I think about it. It certainly is a help to me, and it's certainly encouraging me to realize this truth today. The Lord Jesus Christ took the material that John the Baptist had prepared and then organized his church. He chose his bride. I don't understand why some Baptist preachers say that all believers are going to be in the bride. No, no, beloved, the only ones that are going to be in the bride are the ones that Jesus Christ chose and started with back yonder in the days of John the Baptist, and has continued with all down through the days to this present hour. In the sixth place, I'm a Baptist because Baptist preachers are the only kind that were ever ordained by Jesus Christ. Whenever you hear some of these modern heretics tell you that they have authority, or when some of these modern heretics preach and it sounds good as to what they have to say, just remember this, that Baptist preachers are the only ones that were ever ordained by the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, you've not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. John 15:16. Notice he said, I chose you, and I ordained you. I contend, beloved, that the only preachers that could ever say that they were ordained of God were Baptists, for Baptist preachers were the only ones that were ever ordained by the Lord Jesus Christ. If that be true, and certainly it is true, the only one thing remains, if Baptist preachers were the only ones set apart and ordained by the Lord Jesus Christ, then we certainly ought to keep in line with that crowd that was started back there a long time ago. When I was ordained nearly 50 years ago, I remember very distinctly that there was a Methodist preacher present at the ordination. I suppose he lived and died a Methodist preacher, but he had been a friend of mine for a number of years, and he attended the ordination service. In view of the fact that he'd been a friend, the church had ordained me, actually invited the man to sit in, not as a part of the council, but to sit in the council chamber when I was being questioned. He didn't say anything, but he was invited to sit there. I've often thought, as I've looked back upon it, when the Lord Jesus Christ ordained preachers, he ordained only Baptist preachers, those that had been baptized by John the Baptist. And when I think about this Methodist man who sat in on the council of my ordination, I'm wondering if he ever caught the truth relative to the church that Jesus built. Many times I've thought of that experience, and I've said, how blind can a man be to think that he sat in on my ordination, listened to the questions and my answers, and heard me say specifically that Jesus Christ established only a Baptist church and none other, and that all preachers that were God-sent were Baptist preachers, and yet he died a Methodist preacher. I am a Baptist brother because the Lord Jesus Christ only ordained Baptist preachers. In the seventh place, I am a Baptist, beloved, because the Baptists were the only ones, and I repeat it, beloved, they were the only ones to whom the Lord Jesus Christ gave a commission. We read, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I am with you all the way, even unto the end of the age. Amen. Matthew 28:19-20. Now to whom was this commission given? Well, you say it's given to the 12 individuals. If it was, then it died when they died. I contend, beloved, it was given to the 12 as a corporate body, as the church that Jesus built. In other words, the commission was given to those preachers comprising the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Baptist preachers are the only ones that the Lord Jesus Christ ever commissioned, and he commissioned them through his church. How about these other folk that go out and preach? I say, beloved, they're running without being sent. They're going without having any command. They're traveling on their own. They have no authority, no commission back of them. I contend that there has never been a man other than those that have gone out from Baptist churches that have a linkage, a succession back to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's never been a man except that group that can say that he has a commission from God. Beloved, I'm a Baptist, and I want you to be a Baptist. I'm so concerned about the future. When I think about our brethren over this country, how they are so divided, and about the many problems as far as Baptists are concerned, it's a grief to me. I want to be to the best of my ability to help men and women all over the country to see that Jesus was a Baptist. He was baptized by the first Baptist the world ever saw. He started a Baptist church, and he gave the Baptists a commission to evangelize the world. In the eighth place, I'm a Baptist because Baptists are the only ones that preach the truth concerning salvation. I can prove that the only people in this world that preach the truth as to salvation are Baptists. I'm not talking about baptism. None of the religious groups are Protestants and Romanists who write on baptism. I'm not talking about the Lord's Supper. None of them are right on the Lord's Supper. The only people in the world that preach the truth, though, as to salvation are Baptists. How about the Carmelites? They tell you to be baptized. You meet the blood of Jesus Christ in the water, and that's just all foolishness. How about the Methodists? They tell you to come to an altar of prayer and pray through, and yet, beloved, you never find an altar of prayer in all the Word of God. How about the Romanists? They tell you to confess to the priest, and yet there's not one thing said in the Word of God that would back this up. How about the many holiness groups? They tell you that if you sin again, you'd be lost and have to be saved again, and that's just plumb foolish. How about the Jews? They tell you to live a good life and to be circumcised. Now, beloved, that doesn't make sense that a man would be saved by being circumcised. These questions can all be answered by saying that not one of these so-called churches believes in salvation by grace alone, plus nothing, minus nothing. Baptists and Baptists alone believe and preach salvation by grace alone. I said you can study every denomination, and you find that there's only one that preaches salvation by grace and by grace alone, and that's the missionary Baptist. Beloved, I'm a Baptist because of it. As I think about those of you who are listening this morning, I have a burning desire within my heart to see some of you saved. I know some of you who, unless you're providentially hindered, will be listening to this broadcast this morning. And I have more than a burning desire to see you become a child of God. In addition to that, I have an exceeding burning desire to see you become, beloved, a Baptist. I want to see you, beloved, become a Baptist, the kind that Jesus started with 2,000 years ago. Might it please God this morning to reach down and bless your soul, and may He take these few stammering words that I have spoken and use these words to be a blessing to you spiritually and to cause you to desire to be a member of the church that Jesus built. Well, may God bless you. We're so glad to have you listen in, and I'd be so happy to have you come worship with us here in Calvary Baptist Church. We would like to be a blessing to you. We would like to be a help to you. We would like to see you saved, and we'd certainly like, after you're saved, to draw you through the power of the Holy Spirit unto the Word of God to the place that you come to as a Baptist, truly a member of a true Baptist church. Come worship with us whenever God makes it possible. Listen in again next Sunday when we'll bring you another series of broadcasts. And don't wait for the hearse to bring you to church. Goodbye, and may God bless you.